listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. A step forward with the new emissions target of 43% by 2030 passing the lower house this morning, but had to go to a division. The Coalition's Bridget Archer crossing the floor in support of it, while the Greens and a bunch of Teal independents also backed the Labor plan. Energy Minister Chris Bowen telling Parliament they want parties to work together.
More than happy to work in good faith with the crossbench. This is one instance of a sensible suggestion to a change in the objects. It would be unusual for anybody to oppose such a basic object to comply and to work for the thing that's been laid out by the Honourable Member's Amendment, and the government will support it.
Polly's also agreeing that the new target is a floor, not a ceiling. CommBank has passed on the Reserve Bank's cash rate increase in full, the lender confirming the 0.5% rise will be applied to its variable interest rates. We're now waiting to hear from the other big three banks to see what they do. Emergency crews have rushed to a location in Bogie in the Whitsundays region in Queensland following reports of a shooting. Police have confirmed they are responding, while paramedics say multiple teams have been deployed to the scene. There's reports multiple people have been injured. However, this remains unconfirmed. We'll have more info as it comes to hand. And Joker 2 is set to hit cinemas in 2024. The big names to star in the anticipated sequel, Joaquin Phoenix will return and singer Lady Gaga could join him. Our flying mullet has been left seemingly disappointed. Sprinter Rowan Browning failed to make a podium finish this morning after becoming the first Aussie male to make it into the Comm Games 100 metres final. The Aussie telling Seven he's still learning.
Running from lane A is one of those things you can just try to stay relaxed. That's what I was trying to do, but probably just didn't have quite the gas. Not satisfied by any means, but also not too beat up. It's been one of those seasons and you're just always learning.
And in the pool, Ariane Titmus has done it again, taking out the 400 metre freestyle. Listener.